If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about: benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Obviously, the frustrations on the road this year are almost inexplicable. Do you have any understanding of what's going awry?
Not really, honestly. I mean, we're obviously trying to figure it out, but if we knew what it was, we would have fixed it. Right. I will say it hasn't been a hallmark of this group. I mean, we've played well on the road most years in this window. But this year, it's been, honestly, we're embarrassed by the road performance. If you not having won a road series since May 20th, and to me, you know, more troubling even than that is we've had 7 road series against the division, and we're 0-7. We've lost every single road series against division opponents. So it's clearly not what you offered up as a possible excuse, you know, that it's how well we travel with our fans, because those division games can be difficult environments, and we haven't, you know, that's just not going to win anything.
Mully, Ed Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We had a chance to talk to Theo Epstein earlier in the program, and it's interesting to hear his take on what's going on with the Cubs, and certainly the frustration level is obvious when he talks about the failure to win series on the road. It's really bothering.
You can study everything in baseball. You can have the smartest guys and the best computers and all the analytics that you can handle and look at and examine, and there's no explanation, and nobody can figure it out, and that's the frustrating thing, and you heard it in his voice. If it were a different sport, I might have a different answer or a different suggestion, because, you know, when you go on the road in hockey or football or basketball, the, you know, adrenaline games, and the crowd is hostile and it's in your face, sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that is, like, it sharpens your edge and keeps your focus, and it brings out the best, even though fans are, you know, because good teams thrive in those environments. This Cub team, when it goes on the road, they're like welcomed like long lost relatives. They're like, hey, everybody, look at all the blue shirts. We love you. We love you. You go to Milwaukee, they get a standing ovation when they hit a home run. You go to Cincinnati, and it's like, oh boy, it's Schwarber's coming home. St. Louis even had a lot of blue shirts, as Coomer pointed out. So there's not that edge, and you wonder.
So wait a minute. So now their popularity is what's harming them.
No, I'm not. I'm throwing that out there as a point of discussion, not as a point of reason. Because
I think it's a very
comfortable environment.
But that should help you. That should help you. Most teams go on the road and there are people yelling nasty things at you, and you have upset. And you think that is better for a team than have all your fans?
You can use it to your advantage.
To,
you know, like if you're a football team and you're going into, Bears Packers, you can use it to your advantage.
Totally different sports, though. And I mean,
I said it's a different sport. Baseball is funny. I mean, baseball is so hard to figure what you want to have the best, most conducive environment for success. What is that? Well, it's Wrigley Field for this Cub team. Because of why? Because they sleep in their own beds? Because it's a shorter commute to the park?
No.
Because what is it? What is it about Wrigley Field and playing
energy?
It's the basket.
It's the energy. Speaking of the basket, change his litter, will you, Dustin? the energy, I think, is what it is. It lifts you up. But there should be great energy in these road games, you know?
The energy that lifts you up or motivates you, if you want to, it stimulates you from a competitive standpoint. It also, the opposite can be true. In a hostile environment, that can also motivate you in a way that is productive, right? I mean, teams go on the road.
Baseball, just everybody, it's all kind of fun and games, and people go to baseball games.
It's too relaxed of a sport to have that as a dynamic.
People go to games, and they have a couple drinks, and they talk about life
And
they look at their phones and they
exactly. It's not like football where it's blood and guts and this quest for violence, and it's a totally different atmosphere at a baseball game, even on the road. And I think the Cubs get so much positive reinforcement even on the road that should aid them. That should be a positive for them. I don't
know what it is. Nobody knows what it is.
People are like, well, sometimes the strike zone's different and you get squeezed. I don't see that either. I don't think we come away saying, oh, they got another game on the road. Look what they did to them again in St. Louis. It's inexplicable. It should not be that hard. It really shouldn't, and I don't know why it is, and it hasn't been before. And, usually when you see teams lose on the road, why do they lose on the road? Number one, you got to learn how to win on the road. You got to learn how to approach games professionally when you have that many of them. You see teams – usually they're bad teams that lose on the road.
So do you think the Cubs' approach isn't good enough on the road?
Listen, I don't think they're out all night. I don't think they're out running the bars.
This isn't a young team. Coombs great, but I don't agree with that contention that this is a young Cubs team. I mean, they have young veterans.
Young veterans.
But these are guys who have – they know how to win.
Yes.
They know how to travel.
Right.
So
they know how to take care of themselves.
That doesn't make any sense to me either.
And then people say things – and again, I think everyone is kind of reaching. Well, it's the clubhouse. They don't have the Rossi. They don't have – Zobrist hasn't been around to push everybody. Is that what he does? And don't they have a manager and coaches? And
I don't buy that either.
Don't you employ people that are supposed to keep you focused on what you're doing? Is it so easily distracting that I'm not at home? What is going on at home that makes you so tied into baseball that you can't do when you're on
you're
the road?
Throwing out a lot of possibilities. None of them make any sense.
None of them make sense. None of them.
We can talk about scenarios and theories and all these things. You heard Theo. Theo is the smartest man in baseball.
And honestly, we're embarrassed by the road performance.
He doesn't have any answers either.
No, he doesn't. So that's disturbing. 3-1, because it shouldn't be going on. 312-644-6767. Anyone who has an answer, feel free to tell us, and we'll pass it on. Let's start the conversation with Jack. Jack's on the road.
Hey, Jack.
Good morning, Jack.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Jack.
Well, I just want to say, first things first, love the show, big Cubs fan all my life. And you know what? I'm getting real sick and tired of these complacent, lazy, lethargic choke artists. I am not going to be held hostage by Joe Maddon because this is his lame duck year and he gets to do whatever the hell he wants. I'm getting real sick and tired of hearing about Yu Darvish and his quality starts. Do you know who had nothing but quality starts in his entire career? James Shields. And he had a horrible record because he had no help. He had no run support. We have Yu Darvish to win. I want wins. I expect wins. Okay? I'm getting real sick and tired about Chris Bryant and his MVP caliber season.
Just relax, folks.
If Chris Bryant is having an MVP caliber season, then what is Kyle Schwarber having? Because all Cubs fans all of a sudden hate Kyle Schwarber for some dumb, odd reason that they don't even know why. And the reason I bring this up is because Kyle Schwarber has more RBIs and more home runs than Chris Bryant. But we all want to sit back and say Chris Bryant is having an MVP year.
Who's saying that? Who's saying Chris Bryant's
Kaplan is.
Oh, you can't listen. That's your first mistake?
I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
Thanks, Jack.
Relax. Have a cream soda. Everything is going to be all over.
And in fairness, I don't think Cap's saying that Chris Bryant's having an MVP caliber season.
Yeah, sounds like somebody would say.
Chris Bryant is 21 home runs, 51 runs batted in, .288. .392 OBP, slugging .535. That's not MVP caliber numbers.
Just relax, folks.
Okay. Can't do it.
Brian is in Homer Glen.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. I mean, it's like we go back when we grew up. When you didn't do it, what do you call it? They're choking. They're just the whole team is choking. I've never seen somebody so sad at the plate as Chris Bryant. I've never seen somebody with such poor judgment as Chris Bryant, what he swings at. And he's the catalyst for the team. And Rizzo, none of these guys are stepping up and being leaders. And they've been through this before. So it's not the coach's fault. It's not Epstein's fault. The players own it, and they need to step up and do something about it.
Thanks, Brian.
Along those lines, since July 24th, Chris Bryant is without an extra base hit, 24 at-bats, only 3 singles and 10 strikeouts. So that is not good enough. And as Theo pointed out, when I asked him about Chris Bryant, he has carried this team at times. And he had a bad road trip, and they're willing to just kind of do what they – the only thing they can do is hope that he snaps out of it at home.
Let's try Mel. He's in Niles. Good morning, Mel.
Hey, Mel.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I think if you look at the Cubs, they're almost
– Did we lose Mel?
They look so dead on the road. You saw Baez steal that run in St. Louis, and they just don't do enough of that. And Manning's been trying to do that, but this is on Theo and Jed for not having a speedster. I think they're trying to rectify it with Tony Kemp, but you can't rely on the long ball to push runs across the plate on the road. You got to steal, you got to manufacture, and yes, they miss clubhouse presences. You look at their record since Zobrist went out, and it's terrible. And they're missing a clubhouse presence. In the World Series, when they were down 3-1, Rossi told them, hey, Daddy's going to take over after the game. Next game, he started to do it. And they're missing those two things. And it's not all on Joe either. It's on lots on Theo and Jed for not putting the right fit out there.
Where's this Ross stuff coming from?
Somebody apparently read Phil Rosenthal and thought that he was being mean to Rossi.
Hey, and by the way, your guy Tony Kemp, I understand he's fast and he makes a lot of contact. He has 4 stolen bases.
Yeah,
this isn't revolutionizing the lineup here.
Yeah. Joe's on the road. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Good morning, guys. You know, the Cubs have a great home record. They have a horrible road record. Is it possible that instead of their road record being deflated, is it possible that their home record is actually better than that probably should be, and that was what would bring it more to normality?
So they're a bad team with an inflated home record
because they play
not
better
as a bad team.
Yeah, just
somewhere where maybe that's team. What's inflated.
You know what? If this core hadn't won an average of about 96 games the last 4 years, yeah. I might tend to. You put more validity in that, but I just don't think that's the case. I think that what they're doing is they're underachieving on the road because this is a team that has proven they can win, and they should be winning at a more regular rate when they go away from Wrigley Field.
Wow. I mean...
I don't think the Cubs are that bad.
That was a very interesting little experiment there, though, because we had a lot of people that thought they had an answer, and I'm not sure anybody has an answer.
I think that probably if that was your purpose of your experiment to prove just how little we know about why the Cubs struggle on the road, I think it was a successful experiment.
Well, but
we
still
don't know. We're not any closer.
No, we're not even in the ballpark.
Relax, folks. It's a baseball game. It is not life and death. I want people to understand that.
It is not life and death. I don't know if everyone's aware.
Maybe that's, not something that fans want to hear.
When did he say that? What's the context of that? Because context is being twisted in knots here.
And maybe.
That was from last year. Actually.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
But,
see?
I mean, has anything really changed from one year to the next?
They're worse on the road.
They're worse this year.
But
that's
to play that in the context after what we just went through in terms of taking the calls and talking about today.
Are you suggesting that Kevin took something out of context?
He said it a year ago.
Relax, folks. It's a baseball game.
Mike is on the road.
It's not life and death. I want people to understand that.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to say this is the same lineup that we had last year, basically. They did the same thing. There's really nothing different. I don't know why you expect anything different. There's no leadoff man, no Dexter Fowler. They've had 3-4 years to get another good leadoff guy. They can get on base and steal bases. So solo home runs don't win ball games 9 times out of 10. And something else has bugged me. The past 5-6 years, another team will bring up a rookie starting pitcher, and we can't touch them. It's just insane how that works.
Nope. Yeah, that's not unusual, though. I think there are a lot of teams like that. There's no scouting report. You don't know what you're going to get from a guy.
I haven't
seen
him.
It takes a couple go round to figure him out. But let's try Hunter. He's in DeKalb. Good morning, Hunter.
Hey, Hunter.
Hey, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, we are here.
So I was calling to talk about some of these couch managers that are calling in.
So, like, the one guy who's saying that he's a lifelong Cubs fan and all that, you know, so am I. Obviously, he's probably been around a little bit longer than I have. I just finished up high school. But
congratulations on your graduation.
They said you might not make it, Hunter, so that is an accomplishment.
Yeah. So what a lot of people don't understand, and, you know, I call them a couch manager, same thing as, like, a backseat driver,
sure,
is that people look at everything from the outside looking in, and they don't realize, and, you know, sometimes even if they've played, it gets away from them, that baseball is a very, very cerebral game. So when, you know, it's easy to go out and say, oh, they don't have a leader in the clubhouse, like KB and Rizzo aren't, you know, they're not leading well enough. I'm sure they are, man. They're like, they're professional athletes. They know when shit's starting to go sideways. And
yeah, I think we lost Hunter there.
Hunter, you wash your mouth out with soap.
Yeah,
keeping me on my toes over here.
Come
today.
On, Kevbo.
You know what's funny is David is signaling me to hit a button, and I'm like, dude, I'm in the culinary studio too. We're relying.
Oh my gosh,
we're relying on Felix back in the studio.
You just started the
to
stove.
Hit that button.
Relax, folks.
Molly just put the toaster down.
That's right. I'm about to whip up button. Some eggs. Yeah.
Right. I feel like now is as good a time as any to go to break.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
We'll have some transition when we get back.
Yes, we certainly will. We have Dan and Connor. We're going to bring them in, and we're going to talk it over. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Relax, folks. It's a baseball game. It is not life and death. I want people to understand that.
Hey, it's Dan Burstein of the Burstein and McKnight Show. Right now, you're listening to Mully and Haw, but we are coming up at 9 o'clock with Transition, and then we're on.
Jay Jaffe of Fangraphs going to break down the Nick Castellanos trade at 9:40. We've got Cubs tickets to give you and Bears surprises, too.
That's all coming your way, starting at 9 on The Score.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
At Ace, we believe there's nothing better than helping kids. That's why we've been proud to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for over 25 years. This Friday through Sunday, get our 5-gallon bucket and 20% off almost anything that fits inside when you donate $5 to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And like Ace, CMN hospitals are local, so the money you donate helps kids near you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid at participating stores on regular price merchandise only. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Professional painters used to spend more time sanding some walls than painting them. But that was before Pro PPG Ultra Hide paint at the Home Depot. Ultra Hide covers existing wall imperfections fast for smooth finishes and easier touch-ups now in a lot less time. So even if your walls aren't perfect, at least your paint job can be. Pro PPG Ultra Hide paint in 5-gallon buckets starting at only $70.98. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across.
It's on the board.
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
Direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, louder than words, rock, power, and politics. Featuring over 175 artifacts from Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and more. Now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, 360 North State Street in Chicago. Red or blue, we all bleed rock and roll. For info and tickets, visit museum.tv.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy. Well, Matt, we got you a snack if you're hungry. See, I don't know if you'd like any of these.
Hey.
Can you tell the audience what we gave you?
You're giving me some salted peanuts, huh?
So just feel free to dig in.
Salted peanuts, right? Right? The players aren't even laughing about it because I guess all year last year, every Saturday night before the game, we always treat them to Haagen-Dazs. There's some toppings that we give them. And every now and then, I kept talking about these peanuts that they get. And so they started laughing. And one of our assistants came up to me and, you know, she said, "Coach, you know why they're laughing at you?" And I said, "Yeah, they think I'm funny." And she said, "Yeah, there's a reason why, because of what you keep talking about the toppings."
The McNeil and Parking Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.